Activists are demanding District Attorney George Gascon charge Officer William Jones for the shooting death of 14-year-old Valentina Oriana Peralta. Jones fired shots at an assault suspect, 24-year-old Daniel Ilana Lopez, killing him inside a Burlington store in North Hollywood just days before Christmas. One bullet reportedly ricocheted off the ground, went through a wall, striking the 14-year-old in a dressing room, killing her. Najee Ali, a community activist, spoke outside the Los Angeles Police Department headquarters Sunday, demanding the firing officer be charged.
A 14-year-old child who was in a dressing room, who died in her mother's arms. So, Valentina Peralta, we are here demanding justice on your behalf.
Officer Jones is now on paid administrative leave as the state's attorney general's office investigates the fatal shooting. Media reports say Jones had just completed a training on active shooters and is an advocate for police reforms. Body camera footage, though, shows the officer firing shots at the suspect of a brutal attack before using any de-escalation techniques. It also shows Lopez holding and then dropping a bike lock in his hands. Community residents and organizers also rallied outside the Burlington store and held a vigil demanding justice for the slain. Crystal Lopez, sister of the suspect, spoke out about her brother's killing, arguing his crime was not punishable by death.
It's terrible what happened to the victims that were assaulted. But, you know, let's use this to bring more awareness to mental health, take stigma away from addiction, and get people the help that they need instead of, you know, just executing them and, you know, shooting these people that need help.
That's right.
And, you know, Valentina deserved better than this. My brother didn't deserve this death. You know, let's continue the fight and continue until they get justice, because this was beyond unfair.
The fatal police shootings weren't the last of 2021. According to LAPD, 3 days later, a Los Angeles police officer opened fire on an unknown suspect who was allegedly wielding a knife and ignored their commands. In all, Los Angeles police shot 6 people, killing 5 of them in the last 2 weeks of December. In 9 days. The year-end police shootings brought the total of those killed by LAPD in 2021 to 18. That's more than twice the 7 people officers shot and killed the previous year in 2020. And that's more fatal police encounters than in pre-pandemic times. In 2019, LAPD killed 12 people. Speaking at a press event last week, Christian Contreras, attorney for LULAC, the nation's oldest Chicano civil rights group, the League of United Latin American Citizens, pointed to the need for systemic changes in policing.
It's the system within the Los Angeles Police Department which allows officers, which encourages officers, and which promotes officers who shoot and kill individuals, particularly Latinos and Black individuals here in the city of Los Angeles. There is nothing that affects these officers when they shoot and kill. If anything, they are rewarded. So we're here calling for justice, we're here calling for meaningful reform, and we're here to tell LAPD and the city of Los Angeles to show some dignity, to care about the people which live in your own jurisdiction.
Contreras, who represents the family of a 34-year-old man, Recito Oliver, who was shot and killed December 18th after wielding a knife, also said wielding a knife is not a reason to kill the person.
How do you spell murderer?
L-A-P-D!
I'm Christina Onnested, reporting for KPFA.